好，我们祷告。Heavenly Father, we praise you for being our good and gracious God.
主啊，我们赞美你，因为你是那一位良善的神。
We thank you that you have been so gracious to offer us salvation through Christ.
主啊，我们感谢你，谢谢你赐下主耶稣基督做我们的救赎。
We thank you that you have brought us into your family, into the church.
主啊，感谢你将我们带入你的大家庭，就是教会。
We thank you that we have an opportunity to gather and worship you this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你让我们有机会一同来这里敬拜你。
As we continue to worship you by hearing your word, would you help us to understand?
主啊，求你帮助我们在接下来的时间来明白你的话。
Help us to have sharp minds and soft hearts.
让我们有很敏锐的头脑和很柔软的心灵。
Help us to be eager to obey with joy.
主啊，让我们有渴慕来顺服你的心。
Help us to honor your word because we honor you.
主啊，让我们来遵从你的话语，因为我们遵从你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you may be seated.
大家请坐。
兄弟姐妹平安。我每次就是这样子开始，我就用英文。It's good to be with you all.
很开心今天来到这里。
I'm always so thankful for Pastor Daniel and our partnership together.
我很感谢叶牧师，我们一同的同工。
And I am very excited that when I preach, it means he gets to rest.
我很开心，因为只要我证道的时候，叶牧师就可以休息。
I know he works very, very hard.
因为他真的非常努力。
Please take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 119.
大家请打开圣经，我们看到诗篇119篇。
And we'll read the whole thing while you stand.
大家请起立，我们一同来。
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Psalm 119 is one of the longest chapters. I just ruined my own introduction. Don't translate that part. Oh, I forgot. I was going to. Anyway, I'm okay. 对不起，我刚刚在英文部已经讲到，我忘了我这个要怎么开始，所以你们假装我还没有告诉你。Go to Psalm 119.
Okay. 好，我们来看诗篇119篇。
We're all family, right?
我们都是一家人。
What do you think is the longest chapter in the whole Bible?
你认为圣经当中最长的一首诗歌是哪一首呢？
None of you know, right?
大家都不知道吧？
Maybe it's Luke chapter 1 when Mary sings the song when she finds out she's pregnant with Jesus.
应该是路加福音第一章吗？玛利亚得知腹中的胎儿就是弥赛亚的时候。
That's only 10 verses long.
但那首诗只有十节长。
Moses' song when he crossed the Red Sea was only 15 verses long, or 18 verses long, sorry.
摩西在过红海后，他所做的诗也只有十八节。
Of course, there's an entire book of the Bible with the name, and the name of it is the Song of Solomon.
当然有一本书，名字中甚至就有歌这个字，那就是所罗门的雅歌。
Song of Solomon is 8 chapters long and has 117 verses.
雅歌总共有八首，然后总共有117节。
But that's not the longest song in the Bible.
然而这还不是圣经当中最长的一首诗歌。
Not only is the longest chapter also the longest song, or sorry, the longest chapter is also the longest song in the Bible.
这一首最长的这个章节也是圣经中最长的一首诗歌。
对不起，我真的开始，我把这个我对不起。
没问题。
The longest song in the whole Bible is found in the book of Psalms.
圣经中最长的一首诗歌是在诗篇当中。
Psalm 119。
那就是诗篇119篇。
Surprise, surprise.
很惊喜吧。
It has 176 verses.
总共有176节。
It's the longest song in the whole Bible, and it's the longest chapter, and it's even longer than many books.
这是圣经当中最长的诗篇，甚至比圣经中许多的书卷还要长。
In a sense, it is a love song.
从某种意义上来说，这是一首情歌。
It's a love song about the Word of God and about the God of the Word.
这是一首关于神的话语以及关于这位神的情歌。
And what each of us needs, what we as a church need most, is to know and obey and love God's word.
那我们每一个人以及我们的作为教会最迫切需要的就是了解、尊崇和热爱我们神的话语。
we not only need to know it, we need to not just obey it, we need to love God's word.
不仅仅是了解，也不仅仅是遵从，我们更要去爱神的话语。
We need to treasure God's word in our hearts.
我们要把它珍藏在我们的心中。
We often turn too quickly to what is easy or what works or what we've done in the past.
我们常常很快的会转向一些容易的、有效的，甚至我们过去做过的东西。
Or maybe what makes most sense to us or what fits best with the world.
或者是一些我们认为有意义的或者最适合这个世界的东西。
But we are often too slow to say, what does the word of God say?
但我们却常常过很久才会去问神的话语到底怎么说的。
And when we learn what the Bible says, do we trust God enough that we'll follow his word even when it's hard or contradicts what we think?
那当我们了解圣经的内容后，我们是否能够足够相信神，然后去遵行他的话语，即便这样很难做，甚至与我们过往的一些想法相矛盾。
Psalm 119 has 22 stanzas.
诗篇119篇总共有22段。
There's one for every letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
那每一段呢，都是由一个希伯来字母所指代的。
I'm actually preaching through a few stanzas of Psalm 119 every few months in the English congregation.
那我每隔几个月就会在英文堂分享诗篇119篇的段落。
And each of these stanzas has 8 verses.
每一段都有八节经文。
And each verse in the stanza begins with the same Hebrew letter.
而且其中的每一节经文的第一个希伯来字母其实都是一样的。
So this is like one big acrostic.
所以这就像一个巨大的字母表。
And almost all 176 verses in this psalm has a direct reference to the word of God.
那几乎所有的经文都有直接引用神的话。
There's just a few exceptions.
只有几处例外。
And so this psalm is really a carefully crafted work of praise.
这篇诗篇是一首精心制作的赞美之作。
And that's why C.S. Lewis commented that this psalm, he said about the psalm that this poem is not or does not pretend to be a sudden outpouring of the heart. It is a pattern, a thing done like embroidery, stitch by stitch through long quiet hours for love of the subject.
所以 C.S. Lewis 他评价这篇诗篇说。这首诗歌的风格不是诗人心灵里突如其来的涌流，它更像是刺绣一样，是出于爱，经过长时间安静的一针一针的刺绣出来的图。
So this psalm has really captured the affection of many preachers throughout church history.
所以这就是为什么在教会历史上有许多牧者都很爱这一首诗。
In Charles Spurgeon's classic commentary on the Psalms called The Treasury of David, he wrote 349 pages just on Psalm 119.
斯布珍在他的著作《大卫宝库》中花了349页的篇幅来讲诗篇119篇。
Charles Bridges, a well-known British pastor in the 1800s, wrote a 481-page commentary on Psalm 119.
那19世纪英国牧师查理·毕列治在他33岁的时候，写下了481页的注释。
And then finally, Thomas Manton, a Puritan from the 1600s, wrote a 3-volume commentary on Psalm 119 that was 1,700 pages long.
那17世纪的清教徒托马斯·曼顿写下过三卷关于诗篇119篇的注释，总共有1700页长。
I will confess I haven't read all those pages yet.
我想说我都没有读过那些。
But beyond commentaries from church history, there are also some funny stories about Psalm 119.
那除了以上这些经文注释以外，教会历史上也有一些关于诗篇119篇的趣闻。
Pastor James Montgomery Boyce shared this story of a man named George Wisehart.
博爱斯牧师曾分享过这么一个关于乔治维沙特的故事。
James Wisehart was a bishop in the UK in the 1600s, and he was condemned to die, but Psalm 119 saved his life.
维沙特他是个英国主教，他曾被判处死刑，但是诗篇119篇救了他的命。
The custom of that day was that before someone was executed, he would choose a psalm to be sung.
当时的习俗是，如果一个人被处决之前，他可以选择一首诗篇来唱。
So,
他选择119篇。
So Wisehart chose Psalm 119, and before they were two-thirds of the way through singing the psalm, he was pardoned.
然后他唱了119篇，但是都还没有唱到三分之二，维沙特就被赦免了。
Now, there's a lot of debate about who wrote Psalm 119, and ultimately we don't know.
那关于这篇的作者呢，有很多的争论，那我们也其实也不知道。
Some think David, others perhaps think Daniel or Ezra.
有些人觉得是大卫，有些人觉得是但以理或者以斯拉。
Since it doesn't say who wrote it, we can't be sure.
因为圣经中没有说谁写的，所以我们也无从而知。
But regardless of the human author, we know this psalm has a divine author, and that this applies to every person in every circumstance.
但不管是哪一个人创作的这个诗篇，我们知道这篇诗篇有一个最神圣的作者，那这对任何人在任何情况下都是适用的。
So with that introduction, let's look at the first 8 verses of Psalm 119.
让我们一起来看诗篇119篇的前八节。
We'll read verses 1 through 8.
1到8节。行为完全，遵行耶和华律法的，变为有福，遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。耶和华啊，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们，为要我们殷勤遵守。但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。我学了你公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你。我必守你的律例，求你总不要丢弃我。
Now, as we walk through these 8 verses, I want us to discover 3 lessons about true happiness.
那等一下我们讨论这八节经文的时候，我希望大家能学习到三个关于真幸福的要点。
3 lessons about true happiness.
三个关于真正幸福的要点。
And the first is this. Happy are those who walk in God's word.
第一点，行在神话语中的人是幸福的。
Happy are those who walk in God's word.
行在神话语中的人是幸福的。
Now the first 3 verses of this psalm serve as an introduction to the entire psalm.
前三节经文是整篇诗篇其余部分的一个引言。
These 3 verses lay out the foundation, the starting point.
这三节经文是在打基础，像是一个起点。
And that's why these 3 verses are spoken abstractly in the third person.
所以这就是为什么这三节经文都是在用第三人称叙述。
But once we get to verse 4, the rest of this psalm becomes intensely personal.
当我们进入第四节的时候，本诗篇其余的部分就变得非常的个人化。
The psalmist speaks directly to God in the second person, you and your.
诗人直接用第二人称你、你的来称呼神。
And the psalmist speaks in the first person, I, me, and my.
而诗篇作者则用第一人称我、我的来称呼他自己。
So what's the strong foundation for this massive skyscraper of praise to the Word of God and the God of the Word?
那么这一首赞美诗和他话语的长篇巨作的根基是什么呢？
That foundation is in verse 1.
那这根基就写在第一节里面。
Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord.
行为完全，遵行耶和华律法的，这人变为有福。
Psalm 119 begins the same way that Psalm 1 does.
诗篇119篇的开头与诗篇第一篇相同。
It's also the same way that Jesus began his most famous sermon.The Sermon on the Mount.
也和耶稣在他的登山宝训上开头一样。
Blessed.
这样的人有福了。
Now, there are a couple different words for bless in the Old Testament.
旧约当中有福这个字其实有几种不同的含义。
One word for blessing means experiencing God's grace and benefits, like when God blessed Adam and Eve that they'd be fruitful and multiply.
一个意思是说像只经历神的恩典和赏赐比如神祝福亚当和夏娃让他们生养众多。
But this word for blessing is actually different.
然而这里的有福却有些不一样。
This word could be accurately translated as being happy.
这个单词可以被准确地翻译为幸福。
In other words, Psalm 119 starts out by saying, How truly happy are those whose way is blameless.
换言之，诗篇119篇开篇可以这样说，行为完全的人是多么的幸福啊。
So it might be surprising to you that the foundation for this massive psalm is happiness.
你可能会觉得很惊讶，这首大篇幅的诗篇的基础竟然是幸福。
That's why our first point is happy are those who walk in God's word.
这也是我们的第一点，行在神话语中的人是幸福的。
This psalm is about how to be happy, truly happy.
这首诗是关于如何获得真正的幸福快乐。
Now I know some people like to talk about the difference between happiness and joy.
我知道大家喜欢讨论快乐和喜乐的区别。
Happiness is superficial, it's based on your circumstances, and joy is deep and based on Jesus.
快乐是相当肤浅的，是基于我们环境的，而喜乐是很深刻的。
That's true to an extent, but biblically there isn't a real difference between joy and happiness.
可能在某些程度上来讲是对的，但从圣经上来看，快乐和喜乐之间其实并没有什么区别。
The Bible is not against happiness.
圣经并不反对幸福和快乐。
The Bible doesn't say your joy has to be so deep, deep, deep down that no one can ever see it.
圣经并没有说你的喜乐需要深藏在你内心深处，然后深刻到别人都看不出来。
No, biblical joy is the same as biblical happiness.
圣经中的喜乐和快乐是同一个意思。
But what matters is what you find your joy and happiness in.
重要的是你的喜乐和快乐是从何而来。
Do you find your joy in the Lord who never changes?
你的喜乐是从那位永恒不改变的上帝而来的吗？
In his promises that are sure and eternal.
从他这个永远不改变的应许而来。
Or do you find your joy and happiness in the world which constantly disappoints and is uncertain like shifting sand?
还说你的喜乐是从这个世界而来，这个世界就常常让你失望，然后而且如流沙一般变幻莫测。
As I mentioned before, Psalm 1 actually begins in a very similar way. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the seat of, or in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
正如我一开始所说，诗篇第一篇也是以同样的内容开篇，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
In some ways, Psalm 119 is the fulfillment of Psalm 1.
在某些方面来说，诗篇119篇充分地实现了诗篇第一篇。
Psalm 119 is the meditation of the blessed man who has truly found his delight in the law of the Lord.
诗篇119篇是有福之人的沉思，而他在主的律法中真正地找到了自己的喜乐。
So the main heading in the first three verses is, happy are those who walk in God's word.
因此这前三节经文的主旨就是，行在神话语中的人是幸福的。
But very briefly, let me give you four subpoints under this.
那在现在我再来用四个分论点来帮助大家理解这段经文。
First, God is for your happiness.
第一点，上帝在乎你的幸福。
Look at verses 1-2. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart.
第一节第二节，行为完全遵行耶和华律法的便为有福，遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人便为有福。
God wants you to have blessing.
上帝希望你得到祝福。
God wants you to have joy and even happiness.
他希望你有喜乐和幸福。
God is not a killjoy who is holding out on you.
上帝不是一个对你有所隐瞒然后令人扫兴的神。
Satan's strategy to deceive Eve in the garden was to get her to doubt God's kindness and goodness.
那撒旦在伊甸园里欺骗夏娃的策略就是让她怀疑上帝的仁慈和良善。
Satan wanted Eve to think that God was holding back some good things from her.
撒旦想让夏娃相信说神其实对她有所保留。
And it's the same strategy Satan uses today.
那同样这也是撒旦今天所使用的策略。
No matter what the world tells you, you need to grasp this foundational reality. God is for you and not against you.
无论是世界告诉你什么，你都需要掌握这个事实基础，就是上帝是支持你的，而不是与你为敌的。
If you're trusting in Christ.
如果你相信基督。
God is not a divine black hole who just sucks joy and life away from everything to himself.
上帝不是一个神圣的黑洞，从一切事物当中吸走快乐还有生命。
Instead, God is the opposite.
他是相反的。
He is a fountain of blessing and delight that flows outward for the joy and happiness of others.
它是一个祝福和喜乐的泉源，为了人们的快乐和幸福而涌流。
A second subpoint here, happiness comes from holiness.
第二点，幸福从圣洁而来。
Notice that it says in verses 1-3, happy are those whose way is blameless.
诗篇第一节说，行为完全遵行耶和华律法的，这人便为有福。
Now, blameless doesn't mean without sin completely, but it means without hypocrisy.
无罪并不意味着没有罪，而是指没有虚伪。
It means without unrepentant and hidden sin.
它意味着没有不悔改或者隐藏的罪。
It says, blessed are those who's, blessed are those who walk in the law of the Lord. There we go.
遵行耶和华律法的人有福了。
That's daily living according to his law.
它是每一天按照神的律法而生活。
Blessed are those who keep his testimonies.
遵守神法度的人有福了。
That means faithfully observing and obeying what God has commanded and said.
那就是忠实的履行和顺服上帝的命令。
And then it ends with the negative, who do no wrong, and the positive, who walk in his ways.
接下来他就说，不做非义的事的人有福了，以及遵行神道的人有福了。这从一个负面一个正面来阐述。
So what do we call this?
那我们怎么去称呼这些东西呢？
This is obeying God's word. This is righteousness.
顺服神的话是公义吗？
Or another word for it is holiness.
或者我们说它是圣洁。
So if you want to live a blessed life, a happy life, then you need to pursue a holy life.
因此如果你想过一个受祝福的生活，一个幸福的生活，那么你需要追求一个圣洁的生活。
Charles Spurgeon said, "Settle it in your hearts as a first postulate and sure rule of practical science that holiness is happiness."
斯布珍曾说过，要把圣洁，就是幸福，放在你们的心中，作为实用科学的第一条假设和可靠的规则。
Third subpoint here, God's laws are for your happiness.
第三点，神的律法是为了让你，为了你的幸福。
God's laws are for your happiness.
神的律法是为了你的幸福。
Now, holiness and happiness are tied together.
圣洁和幸福是联系在一起的。
But we don't know the path of holiness without God's word.
但如果没有神的话语，我们就不知道圣洁的道路。
So God's laws are for your happiness.
所以上帝的律法是为了你的幸福。
That's why 1 John 5:3 can say, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome."
这就是为什么约翰一书五章三节可以说，我们遵守上帝的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
They're not burdensome because his commands are for our joy.
他的诫命是不难守的，因为是为了我们的喜乐。
Imagine a husband who gives his wife a list of duties and rules for her to earn his love.
想象一下，如果一个丈夫给他妻子列出一份只有遵守才能获得丈夫的爱的一个任务清单。
I trust that none of you husbands have done this.
我相信在座的每一位丈夫应该没有做过这样的事情。
Wives, if your husband has done this, you tell Pastor Daniel.
如果您的丈夫做过这样的事情的话，请跟叶牧师说。
If a husband gives this list to his wife, "Do these things, and then I'll love you," that list creates despair.
如果我们有这样一个清单的话，那这个清单会给这个家庭带来绝望。
The wife will feel disdain for that list.
妻子会对此感到不屑一顾。
And eventually that list will cause her to despise her unloving husband.
那最终这会让妻子去鄙视她这位没有爱的丈夫。
But imagine that the husband promises faithful and unconditional love to her.
那再想象一下，如果一个丈夫承诺对他的妻子忠诚和无条件的爱。
Nothing you do or don't do could make me love you more or less.
就不论你做什么或者不做什么，都不会改变我对你的爱。
And here is a list of things that would honor and please me.
那这里还是有一份清单，上面的事情能让我感到被尊重和让我感到高兴。
And in my wisdom, I know that doing these things will bring you joy.
以我的智慧，我知道做这些事情也会给你带来快乐。
You completing this list has no effect on whether or not I love you.
你完成这份清单的好或者坏，与我对你的爱没有任何的关系。
But this list is for your benefit.
但这份清单是对你有益的。
Well, now this is a very different story, isn't it?
那这就是一个完全不同的故事了。
Now, I still don't recommend this.
不过这还我不建议大家这么去做。
No husband is wise enough to make a list like that, and no husband is wise enough to explain the list well enough.
因为我相信大部分的丈夫都没有这样的智慧去做这件事情，去解释这样的清单。
But I hope you understand the concept.
但我希望大家能够明白这概念。
God knows us perfectly.
神知道我们。
He knows what would bring us most joy and happiness.
神也知道怎么样可以带给我们最大的喜乐和快乐。
And he puts that into his law for our benefit.
然后他把这些东西放进他的律法当中。
Fourth subpoint, if you love God, you'll love his word.
第四点，如果你爱上帝，你也就会爱他的话语。
In verse 2, notice it says, "Who seek him with their whole heart."
119篇第二节说一心寻求他的。
The psalmist isn't just seeking the word of God, he's seeking the God of the word.
这个诗人他不单单是寻求神的话语，他是在寻求这位神。
We're not just seeking knowledge, we're seeking a person.
我们不是在寻求知识，我们也是在寻求这样位有位格的神。
Again, Charles Spurgeon said this, "The blessed man has God already, and for this reason he seeks him. This may seem a contradiction, it is only a paradox."
斯布珍说受祝福的人因为已经有了神，所以这个人会去寻求神。这似乎是矛盾的，因为这只是一个悖论。
So we must seek God, but not half-heartedly or merely with the intellect. We must seek him with our whole heart.
因此我们必须寻求神，但不是心不在焉的寻求，也不是仅仅用我们的智力，我们必须全心全意的寻求他。
Friends, will you seek God with your whole heart?
朋友们，你愿意全心全意的寻求神吗？
And if you will, then you will seek him in his word.
如果你愿意的话，就在他的话语中去寻求他。
You'll seek to live out his law.
去寻求在他的法度中生活。
Because that is where you will find holiness and happiness.
因为你将在这里找到圣洁和幸福。
Now the second lesson about true happiness is this. Happy are those who desire to keep God's word.
那我们今天要看到真幸福的第二个要点是渴望遵守神话语的人是幸福的。
Look at verses 4 to 6.
我们来看诗篇19篇的4到6节。耶和华啊，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们，为要我们殷勤遵守。但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例，我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。
Notice how it switches from the third person, where it says the one whose way is blameless, or the law of the Lord. Now it switches to talk to God directly. You.
大家注意的，一开始我们使用的是第三人称，比如行为完全的人，还有神的法度。现在他直接转向上帝，说是你。
And he says, "Oh, that my ways may be steadfast."
然后以第一人称来说我，哦，但愿我行事坚定。
This is very personal now.
这是非常个人化的。
God demands his laws be kept, so the psalmist cries out, expressing his desire to keep God's law.
神要求我们遵守他的律法，所以诗人在此呼喊，表达了他对遵守神律法的渴望。
Verse 5, he says, "Oh, that my ways may be steadfast."
第五节说，但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。
James Montgomery Boyce on this verse 5, he says, there is something that rings true and is commendably honest about this heartfelt cry of the psalmist. He is a very godly man, but he is acutely aware of how ungodly he still is.
博爱斯牧师在论述119篇第五节是说，诗人在此由心而发的呼喊是很真实的，他的真诚值得被称赞，他是个很敬虔的人。但他也敏锐地意识到他仍然是多么的不敬虔。
I really appreciate the honesty there.
我非常欣赏他这里的真诚。
The psalmist is a godly man, but he senses his own ungodliness.
他是一个很真实虔诚的人，但他又敏锐地意识到自己是多么的不敬虔。
As a godly man, he desires to obey God's word more.
他是一个渴慕神的人，他渴望更多地来了解神的话语。
We must desire God's word, but at times the best we can do is to say,We desire to desire God's word.
我们必须渴望上帝的话语，但有时候我们能做的最好的事情就是我们渴望，我们可以渴望上帝的话语。
We want to want God's word.
我们想要，我们想要得到神的话语。
So no matter where you need to start, that is okay. That's an expression of humble faith.
不论你要从哪里开始都没关系，因为这样的表述彰显了我们谦卑的信仰。
And then verse 6 says, Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments.
第六节，我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。
So when this is true, we will not feel shame when we fix our eyes upon God's word.
当我们认定这个事实的时候，我们注视神的话语的同时，就不会感到羞愧。
So far we've looked at the first two lessons, how happy are those who walk in God's word, and happy are those who desire to keep God's word.
所以现在我们已经讨论了两点，行在神话语中的人是幸福的，以及渴望遵守神话语的人是幸福的。
Lastly, happy are those who resolve to keep God's word.
那最后一点，决心遵守神的话语的人是幸福的。
Happy are those who desire to keep or who resolve to keep God's word.
决心遵守神话语的人是幸福的。
Look at verses 7 and 8.
我们看第七节和第八节。我学了你公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你。我必遵守你的律例。求你总不要丢弃我。
Verse 7 says, I will praise you with an upright heart.
第七节说，我要以正直的心称谢你。
And this is maybe a sub-point to help us organize this, sorry. His desire has turned into resolve, and so, sorry, let me back up here. Notice in verse 5, he desired to keep God's statutes.
那其实在119篇第五节中他说他愿意遵守神的律例。
In verse 8 he says, I will keep your statutes.
那到了第八节他说我必守你的律例。
So the desire in verse 5 turned into resolve in verse 8.
所以愿望已经变成了决心。
I want to know your word has turned into I will keep your word.
我愿意知道你的话语已经变成了我必遵守你的话语。
And so, keeping God's word results in praising God.
所以遵守神的话语会带来对神的敬拜。
Verse 7 says, I will praise you with an upright heart.
所以第七节说，我要以正直的心称谢你。
When we are striving to live according to God's word, we should be humbled because we realize that we will fall short even on our best days.
当我们努力按照神的话语生活的时候，我们应该感到谦卑，因为我们意识到，即使在我们最好的日子里，我们仍然有不足之处。
We should also be encouraged because any growth we see is the result of God working in us.
我们也应该受到鼓舞，因为我们看到我们的任何的成长都是神在我们身上动工的结果。
So when we are humbled by our failures, but encouraged by God's work in our lives, then we're going to praise Him with a heart that's upright.
因此，当我们为自己的失败感到谦卑，但又为神在我生命中的工作感到鼓舞时，那么你就会有以一颗正直的心称谢他。
If we're not humbled when, by our sin and failures, we'll be tempted to praise ourselves.
如果我们没有因为我们的罪和失败而感到谦卑，那么我们会更倾向于赞美我们自己。
But if we're not striving to live uprightly, our praise will just be empty hypocrisy.
如果我们没有努力去活得正直，那么我们的赞美也会是虚假空洞的。
Again, another line from Charles Spurgeon, from prayer to praise is never a long or a difficult journey. Be sure that he who prays for holiness will one day praise for happiness.
斯普珍又说过，从祈祷到赞美从来不是一个漫长或困难的旅程，但请相信为圣洁而祈祷的人，有一天会因幸福而赞美神。
So if we keep God's word, we're going to praise God.
遵守神的话语需要我们去赞美神。
But also keeping God's word requires learning God's word.
遵守神的话语也需要我们去学习神的话语。
It says in the second half of verse 7, he says, When I learn your righteous rules.
我学了你公义的判语。
In order to keep God's word, we must know God's word.
如果我们要遵守神的话语的话，我们需要明白神的话语。
This doesn't mean you need to have a high IQ or be highly educated.
这并不是说你需要有很高的智商或者受过很好的教育。
This just means you have to have a humble and a teachable heart.
这意味着你需要有一颗谦卑和受教的心。
A humble heart that loves God and loves His Word.
这样一颗心是一个爱上帝、爱他话语的心。
Throughout church history, there have beenMany saints who have been illiterate, unable to read, and yet they would learn God's word.
在教会历史中，有许多圣徒，他们是文盲，是不识字的，但他们依然学习上帝的话语。
They would listen attentively as somebody read the scriptures out loud for them.
他们会专心地去听别人为他们朗读圣经。
They would even memorize large portions of scripture so they could meditate on it day and night.
他们也会背下其中许多内容，以便昼夜思想。
And this isn't just learning God's word so we can teach it. This is not just learning God's word so that others can notice how knowledgeable we are.
我们学习神的话语不单单使我们可以去教导神的话语，也可以，也不仅仅是使别人注意到我们的知识有多么的丰富。
This is learning God's word so we can know God.
学习神的话语使我们能够更认识神。
This is learning God's word so we can obey and please Him.
学习神的话语使我们能够顺服和悦纳他。
Not so we can show off or judge others.
而不是为了炫耀或者去评判他人。
Some people can learn all kinds of things for their work.
人们可以为了工作而学各种各样的东西。
You can study and pass exams.
你可以好好学习然后考过你的考试。
Some people learn all kinds of things for their hobbies.
大家也可以为了自己的兴趣爱好去花很多时间学习。
Some people learn about everything that's happening in the political world.
有些人也对这个政治世界发生的事情很感兴趣。
You know all the politics here in America, in Taiwan, and in China.
在美国政坛、台湾政坛、中国政坛。
But some people, some people will spend hours researching a product before they buy it.
还有很多人可能在网上买东西的时候会花好多好多时间去做研究。
But we won't spend any time to study God's word.
然而我们却不会花时间来学习神的话语。
It's not a matter of ability or time.
这不是能力或者时间的问题。
It's a matter of our hearts.
而是我们心的问题。
Do you desire to learn God's word?
你渴慕学习神的话语吗？
Third, keeping God's word requires God's help.
第三点，我们需要神的帮助来遵守他的话语。
Keeping God's word requires God's help.
我们需要神的帮助来遵守他的话语。
We need God's help to obey him. So the psalmist begs out for God not to forsake him.
我们需要神的帮助来顺服他，所以诗人恳求神不要抛弃他。
Notice that this stanza began with talking about being blessed.
请注意这一段一开始所讲的是蒙祝福。
And it ends with the psalmist praying that God would not forsake him.
结尾却是祈求神不要抛弃他。
To be forsaken by God is the opposite of being blessed by God.
那被神抛弃与蒙祝福是相对立的。
So the psalmist prays that God would not forsake him and instead help him to keep his statutes.
所以诗人祈求神不要抛弃他，而是帮助他遵守神的律法。
So the three lessons on happiness are happy are those who walk in God's word.
所以真幸福的三个要点，行在神话语中的人是幸福的。
Happy are those who desire to keep God's word.
渴望遵守神话语的人是幸福的。
And happy are those who resolve to keep God's word.
决心遵守神话语的人是幸福的。
This psalm was written by and for those who have already trusted in God for salvation.
这篇诗篇是为那些已经相信神的救恩的人所写的。
This psalm was written for those who have experienced the blessing of Psalm 32, for instance.
这是为那些经历过诗篇三十二篇的祝福的人所写的。
Psalm 32, verses 1 to 2 says, Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
诗篇三十二篇一到二节，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
See, the path of holiness and the path of happiness cannot be reached unless you first pass through the narrow gate.
我们无法自己走上圣洁与幸福的道路，除非我们先经过窄门。
The path of holiness and the path of happiness can't be reached unless you pass under the cross of Christ where your burden can be lifted.
我们无法自己走上圣洁与幸福的道路，除非是经过基督那背起我们重担的十字架。
So I want to ask you, have you experienced that blessing of Psalm 32, the forgiveness of your sins?
我想请问大家，你是否经历过诗篇三十二篇的祝福，被饶恕的祝福？
Have you recognized how you and I fall short of God's word?
大家有没有意识到我们距离神的话语到底是有多么的遥远？
Do you recognize that God's word is good and righteous and holy?
你有没有意识到神的话语是多么的全备，是多么的公义，是多么的圣洁？
But we are not and we fail.
但我们却不是。
But have you recognized in God's word that he forgives sinners who trust in him?
那你有没有意识到神他赦免一切愿意相信他的罪人？
Entrance onto this path, onto this path of happiness and holiness, has been bought for us by the blood of Christ.
这条通往幸福的道路是透过基督的血所买赎回来的。
Jesus is the only one who could say everything in Psalm 119 perfectly.
耶稣是唯一一位能诉说诗篇一百一十九篇的那一位。
Jesus is the one who loves the word of God perfectly and obeys the word of God perfectly.
耶稣是爱上帝的话语，并且完全顺从神话语的那一位。
Jesus is the Lord of the law, and in fact, Jesus is the Word of God.
耶稣是律法的主，其实耶稣他自己就是神的道。
And yet, even though he loves and keeps the law perfectly, he died on the cross to pay for our sin who don't keep his law perfectly.
然而耶稣虽然爱律法，并且完全遵从神的律法，却为我们的罪死在十字架上，为着我们对神话语的不顺从而付上代价。
I want to make sure everyone here has come and receive the blessing of trusting in Christ, not working for our salvation, but receiving it as an undeserved gift.
我希望大家都能明白信靠基督而蒙的祝福，知道我们不是靠自己的努力来赚取这个救恩的。
So if you don't know what it means to trust in Jesus and have your sins forgiven, I would encourage you to talk to someone here today, talk to Pastor Daniel or any of the other leaders.
如果你还不明白信靠耶稣罪蒙赦免的意义是什么，我鼓励你和我们在座的任何一位弟兄姊妹，比如说叶牧师，来聊一聊，来更多认识这个救恩。
And for my brothers and sisters who have trusted in Christ,
而对于我们在基督里的弟兄姊妹们，
Are you pursuing the blessing of holiness?
你有在追求圣洁吗？
Are you pursuing the path of happiness by obeying God's word?
你有在学习顺从神吗？
Let us pursue the blessing of knowing, obeying, and loving the Word of God together.
让我们一起在认识、顺服并且爱神的话语道路上前行吧。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you for you are good.
主啊，我们赞美你，因为你是良善的。
We thank you that you are a God who loves to bless your people.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你是一位如此热爱赐福给我们的神。
We know that we don't deserve your kindness.
主啊，我们知道我们不配得。
We don't deserve your forgiveness.
我们不配得你的赦免。
But you forgive by the blood of your Son Jesus.
让你透着耶稣基督的宝血赦免我们。
We thank you that you give us your word that we might know how to live.
主啊，谢谢你赐给我们你的话语，让我们知道我们该怎么过每一天。
You give us your word so that we might know the path of holiness and the path of happiness.
谢谢你赐给我们你的话语，让我们知道我们要走上圣洁的道路和幸福的道路。
Help us to find our joy in you and in your word.
帮助我们，让我们在你里面找到真正的喜乐。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.